This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The La Plata County District Attorney has charged a Customs and Border Protection officer with a misdemeanor related to protests outside of a Durango ICE facility. A widely circulated video from last October shows the agent took a woman's cell phone and threw her to the ground when she tried to get it back, causing her to tumble down an embankment. The woman was protesting the detention of a Colombian father and two kids who were pulled over as he was taking them to school. They have since returned to their home country. The Interior Department is planning to release a massive amount of water into a Colorado River reservoir in order to prevent a potential power and water crisis. Historic drought conditions are fueling the Fed's move. Scott Franz reports for the Mountain West News Bureau.
The Flaming Gorge Reservoir is forecasted to drop as much as 35 feet over the next year as water is sent downstream to save Lake Powell. Lots of water that would usually keep going to Nevada would be held back in Powell. The plan aims to stop the reservoir from getting too low to produce electricity for millions of people in the West. Some forecasts predicted that could happen by August if action isn't taken. A final decision on the Fed's water plans is expected this week. I'm Scott Franz.
Forecasters say the gusty winds will most likely continue overnight across the foothills outside Denver, as well as in Boulder and down along the Palmer Divide, with 50 to 60 mile per hour gusts possible. Those winds could continue into tomorrow, with another red flag warning posted for high fire danger for much of the state through midnight. This is CPR News at 6:06.